USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden making changes to Title 42.
The Biden administration is expanding its use of a pandemic-era border measure to begin rapidly expelling illegal immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, while opening a new legal path up for 30,000 illegal immigrants from those countries to enter the United States a month.
They're not barred from trying to come back. They've been turned away. They go back. They try again. They try again.
The president is planning to make his first trip on Sunday to visit the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office. I'm Tim Berg.
Chris Cabrera with the Border Patrol Union in Texas says they hope the president will see the steps already being taken.
People are getting processed like they're being removed, and we transfer them to another agency, and then the paperwork gets redone and they get released.
An ongoing atmospheric river continues drenching California in heavy precipitation, including rain and snow. Flood warnings and flash flooding alerts posted in populated areas across 90% of the Golden State. L.A. resident Bryce Zabel says there's a bright side with local rains bringing relief from...
I think for all of us who are seeing rain come to this drought-parched area, it's a relief.
At the same time, the storm reportedly blamed on at least two deaths so far. The son of notorious drug lord El Chapo is in custody in Mexico. Reports say the Mexican army captured prominent cartel leader Ovidio Guzman Lopez during a raid in the northern state of Sinaloa today. There's still no Speaker of the House after the third day of new Congress. Dave Collins has more.
Congressman David Valadao, Republican from California, a McCarthy supporter, fills us in on what is the holdout.
The very straightforward question of what do you want was asked, and it was asked from everyone in the room, I mean, to the point where it was shouts, and there was no direct answer.
Every speaker since 1923 has been elected after just one vote. I'm Dave Collins.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
City officials are publicly identifying the eight family members who they found dead after a welfare check in Enoch, Utah.
So this is a tremendous blow to many, many families who have spent many, many nights with these individuals who are now gone.
Enoch Mayor Jeffrey Chestnut identified the family as couple Tasha and Mike Haight, his mother Gail Earle, and their five children. He added Tasha filed for divorce shortly before the murders. Police say they suspect Mike Haight committed suicide after killing the others. Chris Beard is out as head coach of the University of Texas men's basketball team. The school announced Beard was terminated following his arrest for domestic violence last month. Beard was charged with strangling his fiancée during an argument at his home, but she later released a statement denying that he choked her. Acting head coach Rodney Terry will stay in the role for the rest of the season. In theaters, Avatar: The Way of Water continues to climb up the all-time box office list. The sequel film is now the 10th highest grossing film ever. Damar Hamlin's jersey is a top seller. Online retailer Fanatic says Hamlin's Buffalo Bills number 3 jersey is the best seller among all sports. Meantime, doctors at University of Cincinnati Medical Center say Hamlin himself, who suffered cardiac arrest during Monday night's game, is, quote, beginning to awaken. The NFL announcing Thursday the Bills and Cincinnati Bengals will not be finishing their Week 17 game. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come on, this is Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher level.
Just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!